Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His 5, as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And you might be able to tell a difference in our recording sound over the next few days. I'm out of town, so doing a little remote on-site recording, so bear with us and appreciate you tuning in. Today we'll be talking about adversity, accepting it, and what type of place it has in our walk with Christ and in our life. So our verse that we'll have today is Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So I still remember the best baseball season of my life, man. We had a great team. My physical maturity had finally caught up with the fundamentals that I developed to compensate for my lack of size. A lot of good things happened that year. I started hitting home runs consistently, knocked in a run to win a huge tournament that year. College ball looked like a real option. Even earned enough respect to get the jersey number I always wanted. The upperclassmen gave me a seat on the back of the bus, and things were finally coming together. All I had worked for seemingly was starting to materialize. I was riding high. About 6 months after that, though, I sustained an injury that ended my baseball career. It wasn't a very serious injury, but the timing and recovery window took most of my junior season away. And after that, man, I just turned my back on God and what I knew was right to numb the pain. And by the time my senior season rolled around, I wasn't the player I used to be. My game fizzled out. My life wasn't far behind. I spent the next 7 or so years numbing the pain and just kind of sliding further into the pit. But thankfully, the story doesn't end there. You know, in 2009, after years of running, God brought me to my knees in submission, and I willingly turned my life over to him. I knew that whatever God had for me had to be better than what I had for myself. I handed the pen of my life story from my hand to his, and by his grace, he started writing, and here we are today. I've been following Jesus and sober since 2009, married and doing full-time ministry since 2011, became a father in 2012, had my second child in 2013, and I now have freedom, sobriety, awesome wife, 2 great daughters, a gospel ministry, all thanks to the power of Jesus and what he's done for me. It's been a wild ride, but I'm still here. And if my baseball days wouldn't have ended, I wouldn't be who I am today. May not know Jesus like I do, may not be married to my wife, may not have the kids that I have, may not be doing what I'm doing. May not be waking up every day with peace and have the dependence on God that I have today. So may not have the empathy towards others I have or the mental toughness that I have. Or it's just important to remember that adversity is not the end. It's the beginning. So whatever you feel like shouldn't have happened, it did anyway. And as our verse says, God's word doesn't say everything is good. It says he works it together for our good, those called according to his purpose. Not comfort, not ease, but his purpose. He writes the story, not us. I am who I am because of adversity. I'm thankful for that. And adversity is either denied and it destroys, or it's accepted and it advances us. Which will you choose? Accept adversity. It's what God using to mold you. See you next time.